Not very clear, is it? This image. Whether we are new to the truth or have been in the way for many years, the process is the same. When we attempt to comprehend some new part of God's message provided in His Word, the Bible, it is a process of searching, striving to understand. And as we do this, the Lord grants our desire, and the vision becomes clearer and clearer. Thus we grow. Proverbs 4:18 tells us that the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. We would like to consider with you an outline of God's divine plan of the ages. If possible, we would like to build in your mind a picture or framework into which, as you study and contemplate the purposes and works of our God, you can fit all the detailed information that you are granted to see and understand. We might ask first, does God have a plan? Acts 15:18, known unto God are all His works from the beginning of the world. Isaiah 46:10, declaring the end from the beginning, and from the ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. And Titus 1:2, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. 1 Peter 1:18-20, ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. These and many other texts clearly show that God does have a plan, and further, that it was a fully developed and complete plan even before the world was created. But in addition, these texts state that this plan was promised and manifested. This surely must mean that we can know what God's plan is. Revelation chapter 5, verses 1 and 5. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, that's Jesus, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. These texts suggest at least two things. One, that at some time this plan is to be revealed by the Lamb who was slain. And two, since the book was written within and on the backside, that at least some of this plan was visible before the seals were loosed. 1 Peter 1:9-10, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied the grace that should come unto you. And Matthew 13:16-17, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. Reading from Ephesians 3:10-11, the Diaglot translation, to enlighten all as to what is the administration of that secret which has been concealed from the ages by that God who created all things, in order that now may be made known through the congregation the much diversified wisdom of God, according to a plan of the ages, which He formed for the anointed Jesus our Lord. The congregation here spoken of is the church of the firstborn, or the church of God, those whom the Lord has opened their eyes and ears to be able to see and hear these things, or the us class in Ephesians 1:9-10, again from the Diaglot, having made known unto us the secret of His will, according to His own benevolent design, which he previously purposed in himself, in regard to and administration of the fullness of the appointed times. Let us look at this plan, which the scriptures tell us is to be understood at this end of the age for our edification, starting with Habakkuk 2, verses 2 and 3. The Lord answered me and said, "Write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie." Also Isaiah chapter 30, verse 8. "Go write it before them in a table, and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever." From the mouth of two witnesses, we are told that this plan will be presented in such a way as to assist any to run that readeth it. Literally, these verses say that it will be presented in chart form and in written form. And all this is to be done plainly. The Bible, from beginning to end, informs us of God's plan. Genesis chapters 1 and 2 tell of how the earth was made ready for man, and of man's creation. At the end of the sixth creative day, Adam was created. At the beginning of the seventh creative day, we are told that God rested, that Adam and Eve sinned and were condemned to die. The scriptures go on to tell of the progression of sin and its impact on the children of Adam, as well as of how Jehovah continued to deal with a few individuals and eventually the nation of Israel. We are informed that in time God sent his only begotten Son as a man to pay the penalty that Adam had incurred by disobedience, the loss of his perfect human life. And further, that a church, a little flock, a bride for Christ, was to be selected from amongst this race of sinners. And beyond this, that these called out ones were, with our Lord Jesus, to establish a kingdom in the earth, to bless all the families of the earth. That all, even those who are in the grave, will be called forth to this kingdom, to be blessed and given the opportunity to live forever in righteousness. One plan, spirit, aim, and purpose pervades the entire book, the Bible. Its opening pages record the creation and fall of man. Its closing pages tell of man's recovery from that fall. And its intervening pages show the successive steps of the plan of God for the accomplishment of this purpose. This, very simplistically, is God's plan of the ages. The chart depicts the seventh of the 7,000-year creative days, the day wherein God rested. And the chronology of the Bible all the way to the end of the millennial age kingdom, which is followed by ages to come wherein dwelleth righteousness. What we would like to do now is briefly review the chart of the ages to see just how grand is the plan of God and how fully this simple chart outlines that plan. The chart gives us a visual representation of the divine plan of the ages. It provides a framework wherein we can place the pieces of the plan as we find them in the Bible. Thus, we are able to see the relationship of these pieces, their order of occurrence, and their location in time. The chart can be looked at in two parts or sections, and we've just mentioned that we will not be touching on the tabernacle, which is also very often included on the chart. The upper section, which depicts time flow from left to right, broken down into periods of time called dispensations, of which there are three. These dispensations are further broken down into smaller periods of time, ages, which depict the changes in the way that the human race, or portions thereof, are dealt with in this plan of the ages. The lower section shows the same time flow as the upper section from left to right, but it provides more information on what happens in these various time periods of the upper portion of the chart. We will review the chart by making use of the letters which have been printed on the diagram for this purpose, giving scriptures to prove that that which is presented is truly from God's Word. Time does not permit us to present but a few scriptures on each point. The first section, dispensations depicted on the chart, are all marked by capital letters. Uppercase A, the world that was, the first dispensation, from the creation of Adam to the flood, 1656 years. Genesis 2, 7 and 8 and verse 31 tells us that the Lord God created man and that he planted the Garden of Eden for man to live in. And God saw that everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Genesis 2, 16 and 17 says that Jehovah commanded the man not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Of course, we know that he did eat and was condemned to die and expelled from the garden. Genesis 6, 11 tells us that because the earth became so corrupt, God determined to destroy all flesh on the earth. And 2 Peter 2:5 says, God spared not the old world, but saved 8 people, Noah and his family, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. And chapter 3:6 says that the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. Uppercase B, the present evil world, the second dispensation, from the flood to the commencement of the millennial reign, 4,344 years. 1 John 5:19, and we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. And Malachi 3:15 says, and now we call the proud happy, yea, they that work wickedness are set up, yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. And Galatians 1:4, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God our Father. Uppercase C, the world to come, the third dispensation, from the beginning of Christ's reign for untold ages. An eternity of years. Hebrews 6:5. We have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. And 2 Peter 3:13. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Uppercase D. The patriarchal age, from the flood to the death of Jacob. Deuteronomy 10:15. The Lord had a delight in thy fathers to love them. And Hebrews 11, verses 8 and 13. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out to a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. These all died in faith, the faithful patriarchs, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims in the earth. Uppercase E, the Jewish age, from the death of Jacob to the end of the 70 weeks. Deuteronomy 7:6 said to Israel, for thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. and Psalms 147, verses 19 and 20. He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He hath not dealt so with any nation, and as for his judgments, they have not known them. Uppercase F, the Gospel Age. From Jesus' baptism to the completion of the church and the establishment of the mediatorial reign. Mark 1, verse 14. Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. And Acts 15, 14. Simeon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And Matthew 24, 14. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Uppercase G, the Messianic or Millennial Age, from the return of Jesus Christ to the ages to come wherein dwelleth righteousness. 1 Corinthians 15:25. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. And Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 to 6. I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. G is the millennial age, 1,000 years, during which Christ Jesus shall reign and rule, and thereby bless all the families of the earth, accomplishing the restitution of all things spoken by the mouth of all the holy prophets, Acts 3, 19 to 21. Uppercase H, ages to come, from the end of the mediatorial reign on through untold ages. Ephesians 2, 7, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. And Ephesians 3, 21, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. H shows ages to come, ages of perfection, blessedness, and happiness for all, regarding the work of which Scripture is silent. Now we turn our attention to the lower part of the chart. The horizontal lines, capital letters K, L, M, N, P, and R, represent planes or levels or conditions of being or existence, either real or reckoned. The pyramids picture people and or classes of beings, and to some extent, their condition. A complete pyramid depicts perfection, either real or reckoned. An incomplete pyramid would represent that which is not finished, or that which is imperfect, or a component of a complete or perfect pyramid. Uppercase N, the plane of human perfection, real or reckoned. Only Adam, who fell, and Jesus as a man were ever actually perfect and represented here on this plane. Others depicted on this plane are reckoned or viewed by God as perfect. Romans 5, 8 and 9, and verse 19. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For as by one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall the many be made righteous. Lowercase a, Adam in perfection. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. That which is very good to God is perfect. Uppercase R, the plane of depraved or sinful humanity. Ezekiel 18, verses 4 and 20 tell us that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Isaiah 64, 6 says, we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. And Romans 3:10 tells us, there is none righteous, no, not one. Lowercase b, fallen Adam and his posterity. Genesis 3:22. The Lord God said, behold, the man is become one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden. And Genesis 6:5, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his hearts was only evil continually. Lowercase c, patriarchs, some of the ancient worthies, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Romans 4:3, for what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. And this is also true of the other patriarchs. Lowercase d, the world on the deprived plane, unjustified. Romans 5:12, wherefore, as by one man sinned into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And 1 John 5:19, the whole world lieth in wickedness. Uppercase P, the plane of typical justification. Thereon was the nation of Israel, typically justified by the blood of bulls and goats. But it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. Hebrews 10:4. So their cleansing could not be actual and complete, but only reckoned. Leviticus 16:30, for on that day shall the priest make an atonement for you, to cleanse you, that ye may be clean from all your sins before the Lord. And Hebrews 10:1, for the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. Lowercase e, fleshly Israel, typically justified as a nation. Israel as a chosen people. Amos 3:2, you only have I known of all the nations of the earth. They had a partial or typical standing before God. They were not actually perfect. Leviticus 16:34, this shall be an age-lasting statute unto you to make an atonement for the children of Israel for all their sins once a year. Lowercase f, Israel's time of trouble in the Jewish harvest. Luke 3:17, he will thoroughly purge his floor and will gather the wheat into his garner, but the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable. And Matthew 23, verse 38, said to the nation of Israel by Jesus, "Behold, your house is left unto you desolate." Lowercase g, Jesus at age 30, a perfect man. This pyramid is located on Plain Inn, showing that Jesus was actually a perfect man and had all the rights associated with that, including the right for continued existence or life. Hebrews 10:5. "Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, Sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared for me." And John 1:29. "John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man, which is preferred before me." The cross of Christ here marks the date of Jesus' death. There are two crosses to show that Jesus' death not only paid the ransom price, in that he offered up his unforfeited perfect human life to pay the penalty, death, for Adam and all the world of mankind, but it also removed the secondary curse which lay upon the Jews because of their failure to keep the law, which they had covenanted to do. Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. "Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." And Deuteronomy 5:27, the Jews speaking to Moses, "Go thou near and hear all that the Lord our God shall say, and speak thou unto us all that the Lord our God shall speak unto thee, and we will hear it and do it." Deuteronomy 21:23. "For he that is hanged is accursed of God." Jesus died on the cross to become the accursed for Israel, to remove the condemnation of the law that was upon them. Uppercase M, the plane of spirit begettal. "Christ in you, the hope of glory." Colossians 1:27. John 3:5 and 6. Jesus answered, "Verily I say unto you, except a man be born of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." And 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which, according to his abundant mercy, hath begotten us again unto a lively hope, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." Lowercase h, Jesus, spirit begotten at Jordan. Matthew 3, verses 13 and 16 and 17. "Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And Luke chapter 4, verse 18. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Uppercase L, the plane of spirit birth. John 3:8. "The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. And 1 John 3:2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Lowercase I, Jesus resurrected as a divine spirit being. Matthew 28:5-6. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. And 1 Corinthians 15:42-45. Speaking of those who are begotten of the Holy Spirit, Jesus and his church. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. The first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam, Jesus Christ, was made a quickening or living spirit. And John 5:26. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, immortality. And Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Uppercase K, the condition of divine glory and power of office. Philippians 2:9-11. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And Revelation 3:21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am sat down with my Father in his throne. Lowercase k, Jesus, 40 days after his resurrection in divine glory. Hebrews 9:24. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are figures of the true, but unto heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. And Psalms 110:1. The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Lowercase L. Jesus in the gospel age sat down with his Father on his throne, overseeing the development of the church, of his church. Hebrews 6:20. Whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And Matthew 28:20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even to the end of the world or age. Lowercase n, the spirit begotten class who become the bride of Christ. Romans 12:1-2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. First Peter 2:9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in times past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. And Revelation 2:10. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Lowercase m, a spirit-begotten class who become the great company. 1 Corinthians 3, verses 11 and 15. For other foundation can no man lay that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. And Hebrews 2:15, to deliver them who were through fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Lowercase p, the nominal church not consecrated to God. This class contains those who seek Christ but are not willing to go beyond simply knowing and calling on his name. Matthew 7:21-27. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And Matthew 22:14. For many are called, but few are chosen. Lowercase q, wolves in sheep's clothing, churchgoers but not believers, hypocrites, not really Christians at all, but those who seek opportunity and gain for themselves. Zechariah 11:16 from the Bible in Basic English. I will put a sheep keeper over the land who will have no care for that which is cut off and will not go in search of the wanderers, or make well what is broken. And he will not give food to that which is ill, but he will take for his food the flesh of the fat, and let their feet be broken. And Matthew 15, verses 7 to 9. This people draw nigh unto me with their mouth, and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Uppercase S, the time of trouble at the end of the gospel age, the harvest. Matthew 13:30. Let both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of the harvest I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them. And Matthew 13:40-42. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this age. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. Lowercase r, the returned Lord, his second advent. John 14:3, Jesus speaking, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And 1 Thessalonians 4:16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Lowercase s, the little flock being separated to the Lord. Matthew 13:30, let both grow until the harvest, and in the time of the harvest I will say to the reapers, gather the wheat into my barn. And Malachi 3:17, and they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. Lowercase t, the great company who fail to gain the chief reward. Matthew 25, verse 3 and verses 7 to 10. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Then all of those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. Go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. and the door was shut. And Revelation 7:14, these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Lowercase u, Babylon, the nominal systems following during this great time of trouble. No longer recognized by Christ as having any favor, now simply dealt with as the rest of the world of mankind is dealt with. Revelation 3:15-16. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. And Revelation 16:19. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon came into remembrance before God, to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Lowercase v, the hypocrites, the wolves in sheep's clothing, falling with the rest of Babylon. As Babylon falls, all their hopes and plans for glory, fame, and fortune fall with it. Revelation 18:2. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. And Jude 4. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus. Lowercase w, the glorified Christ, head and body. Revelation 19:7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife had made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the linen is the righteousness of saints. And Revelation 21:2. I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Lowercase x, the Christ, head and body, the mediator of the new covenant, reigning. 1 Corinthians 15:25-26. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. And Revelation 2:26-27. He that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And Revelation 20:4. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Lowercase y, the great company as a spiritual class. These, having failed to live up to their vows of consecration, yet still not worthy of death, will be servants before the throne and not sit in it. Revelation 7:9-10, 13-17. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. Lowercase z, fleshly Israel on the earth in the kingdom. The new covenant established with the fleshly house of Israel. Romans 11, 25 to 29. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved. For this is my covenant with them when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. And portions of Zechariah chapter 8, verses 13 to 23. So again I have thought in these days to do well unto Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, it shall come to pass that there shall come people, and the inhabitants of many cities, and the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us go speedily to pray before the Lord and seek the Lord of hosts. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him who is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Uppercase W, the world of mankind restored to human perfection. Restored to the condition of perfect manhood and everlasting life. Revelation 21, 1-4. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and earth were passed away. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And Isaiah chapter 11, verses 9 and 10. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain kingdom. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. Second death is the everlasting destruction of any who are unwilling to accept the provisions of the Father through his Son and to follow after righteousness, the death from which there is no ransom, no return. While the possibility of dying the second death will continue beyond the test at the end of the Messianic Age, we believe that none will die that death thereafter, because the lesson of man's experience with sin will be sufficient so that all intelligent beings will always choose right in the ages to come wherein dwelleth righteousness. Age. Revelation 20, 13 to 15. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Brethren, we obviously have not had enough time to do any more than just skim the surface of this wondrous divine plan of the ages, and have only touched on the chart and all that is depicted here. And like we mentioned, we haven't even had time to look at the tabernacle and how that also shows many of these same things. We trust that with the Lord's blessing, the outline of the plan we have considered today will help each one of us to more precisely organize the truth and our understanding of it, so that it might have its desired effect of sanctifying us. John chapter 17, verses 14 to 20. Jesus speaking to Jehovah. I have given them thy word. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. May the Lord add his blessing. Could we close with the singing of a hymn 296? 296. Thank you.